This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Following talks with both Russian and Ukrainian leaders, French President Emmanuel Macron said Tuesday he can see a path toward easing tensions at the Ukrainian border, where Russia has amassed 100,000 troops and equipment. Macron spoke during a joint news conference with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky following their talks in Kyiv. Macron said during their lengthy talks Monday, Russian President Vladimir Putin had told him Russia would not further escalate the Ukraine situation. The French president said Putin also told him there would not be a permanent Russian base or deployment in Belarus near the Ukrainian border, where Russia had also sent a large number of troops for major war games that are about to start. Macron's remarks came after Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov earlier Tuesday denied reports that Macron and Putin had made a formal deal on de-escalating the crisis. Peskov said that in the current situation, Moscow and Paris can't be reaching any deals. Peskov added that withdrawing Russian troops from Belarus after the war games was always their plan. Macron also said both Putin and Zelensky confirmed to him they were willing to implement the Minsk agreements, multilateral deals signed in 2014 and 2015, aimed at ending the separatist conflict in the eastern Donbass region of Ukraine. For his part, Zelensky told reporters, if what Putin told the French president was true and he will eventually de-escalate the situation at the border, it's a very positive result. But Zelensky said he will know the Russian president is sincere when he actually sees the situation de-escalate. Meanwhile, as the French and Ukrainian leaders met, foreign ministers from Austria, the Czech Republic, Slovakia, and Slovakia joined the Ukrainian counterpart in Kyiv to express their support and solidarity regarding Moscow's military buildup on Ukraine's borders. At the joint news conference with the four diplomats, Austrian Foreign Minister Alexander Schallenberg said, "Stability and security in Ukraine have an immediate effect on us, so security in Ukraine is our security." This is VOA News. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences Tuesday released its nominees for this year's Academy Awards, better known as the Oscars, with two films leading the nominations that were released both the theaters and on streaming services, Jane Campion's Gothic Western, The Power of the Dog, and Denis Villeneuve's adaptation of the science fiction epic Dune. The Netflix production The Power of the Dog led all films with 12 nominations, including Best Picture, Best Director, and nominations in all four acting categories. Benedict Cumberbatch for Best Actor, Kirsten Dunst, Best Actress, Jesse Plemons, Best Supporting Actor, and Cody Smith-McGee, Best Supporting Actress. Dune followed closely behind with 10 nominations, including Best Picture, but otherwise were spread out largely in the technical categories that rewarded the craft of Villeneuve's adaptation of Frank Herbert's popular 1965 novel. The movie was debuted simultaneously in theaters and on HBO Max. Along with those two films, the Best Picture nominees included Belfast, Coda, Don't Look Up, Drive My Car, Licorice Pizza, King Richard, Nightmare Alley, and West Side Story. The Academy Awards honor the best films released between March 1st and December 31st, 2021. The awards ceremony will take place at the Dolby Theater in Los Angeles, March 27th. Officials in Spain said Tuesday the nation is scrapping a mandate to wear masks outdoors as COVID-19 infection rates drop and hospitals report lower admissions. Following a weekly cabinet meeting Tuesday, government spokeswoman Isabel Rodriguez told reporters outdoor mask wearing will not be required as of Thursday. The rule change includes children at school during their breaks outside between classes. However, masks will remain mandatory in indoor public places, including public transportation, and when people are unable to keep a safe distance of 1.5 meters between them. The measure reverses a step taken in December amid an unprecedented surge of infections fueled by the highly contagious Omicron variant. Official Spain Health Ministry data showed how the spread of the virus gathered speed in November and peaked January 21st at 3,418 new infections per 100,000 residents over 2 weeks, a pandemic record. The infection rate has since slowed down, with a 14-day infection rate dropping to just under 2,000. Authorities in Uganda have drafted legislation to mandate COVID-19 vaccines in an effort to get more of the East African country's population inoculated against the disease. The proposed measure currently calls for a 6-month jail term for failure to comply with vaccination requirements during disease outbreaks. The bill is subject to changes as it's considered by parliamentary committees. Uganda's public health officials have called the mandate the right thing to do. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Best music now.